Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know if I hear an apology here.
Yes,
do you?
I love Charles Barkley, though. I have to tell you. He secretly dated my girlfriend, Connie Cola, forever in Arizona, in Phoenix.
Yep.
And so I was around him a little bit. I mean, it was kind of rude because he'd have Connie's seat right by his wife's seats. And that was weird. And then I told you, Connie and I, one time we were at yoga and she's like, I'm so mad at Madonna. And I was like, what? And she's like, I'm so mad at Madonna. Madonna left a message on Charles's voicemail. And that was back in the day where you had to push the code on your phone to get the answering machine to play. And it's Madonna asking Charles to go to a movie. And I said to Connie, you realize, like, you're from Iowa, I'm from Illinois, and we're mad at Madonna. Her and I are mad at Madonna now. And Charles would leave the most drunken messages for Connie while he was driving. Yeah.
Really?
He was in Philadelphia, and he'd leave these messages like, I love you. I don't know why you're mad at me. I'll leave my wife.
Just sloshed.
Oh, my. Driving.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of dangerous, but he's a great guy. I like him.
I ran into him at the Ritz-Carlton in Phoenix one year, and he was a mess.
Yeah.
But he was a blast to be around.
He's funny. He is funny.
He was something else. All right, here's the story. It came out yesterday that I guess he's been making fun. The story I read that he's been making fun of larger women.
Right.
And he's been told by
of
the
San
bosses.
Antonio.
Well, they didn't say that in the story.
Okay.
I'm finding that out as I talk to you and you read the story. But they're saying that the bosses came to him with the TNT NBA show that he does and said, you got to stop, Charles. Now, to me, I'm not hearing the apology here, but as you read the story this morning, Jamie, you're finding out it's women of San Antonio.
Correct.
He's making jokes about them, and I guess maybe they've complained. I don't know.
So on the part on this apology that you can't see, it's Charles with churros, and it says, like, San Antonio. So he's saying now that he gets why women of San Antonio are bigger. It's because they always eat churros.
The food they're eating,
yeah.
He gets it because it's delicious, and you can't stop eating it.
Exactly.
So I fully get it. Which does not sound like an apology
it's
to
not.
Me.
It's not.
All right, here's Charles.
What happened? What?
Uh-oh.
What happened? What happened to prompt this? This has been going on for a good 12 years.
I had churros last night. I see what all the excitement is about. I had churros last night.
Talk to him, Tuck. Woo! Talk to him. What was they like?
Man, I was churros last night. Them damn thing good, Ernie. Them churros good. I see why they got all the big old women down there. Man, them churros are the bomb.
What did he say?
Why those big old women down in San Antonio.
What did he say?
Oh, my God. And by the way, the other two guys, the other two anchors, have left the chairs. They're on the floor crying.
Yeah.
They're laughing so hard. He said, I see why those big old women of San Antonio like these or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
He said it
again. I missed that.
All right,
here we go. Let me go back this up a bit.
Them damn thing good, Ernie. Them churros good. I see why they got all the big old women down in San Antonio. Man, them churros are the bomb.
Don't break the set.
Oh, churro party. I'm telling y'all, man. Hey, I got to apologize. Them churros.
Have some ice cream with those churros.
I had vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, look at you.
Oh, man. He's apologizing because now he fully gets why they're big old women.
Yeah, because of the churros.
That's not really an apology.
I love churros.
Oh, they are delicious.
So good. Just pure sugar. It's like a funnel.
I've never had them with ice cream. I have to try that.
I know, me too. I was kind of thinking that myself.
That is classic stuff.
I love Charles Barkley.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show, back after this.
I had churros last night.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.